This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by the McKay Group, Motor and Auto Group, TRM Disposal, IMU Fiber, Twin Cedar Schools, and Melcher Dallas Schools. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golay Heating and Cooling, Precision Pulley and Idler, Marion County Rural Water, Van Manen, Seedstra, Meyer & Nickel PC, Pella Cooperative Electric, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, and Bertrand Monuments and Bybee & Davis Funeral Home. Enjoy the program.
It's that time of year again. The kids are back to school. In the second part of a five-part program, how are our kids doing during these pandemic times? Let's go in depth with Lowell Ernst, Director of K-12 Instruction at the Pella Community School District. Well, there was a lot of concern last year about kids and learning and whether or not there would be a learning loss and whether the kids could recover. And I presume it's different for every grade, but can you give us an overview on how the kids are doing with respect to learning after that year of COVID anyway?
Sure, Bob. I think one of the big things we tried to look into is what were the things that they actually did not get to experience? What standards did they miss? What were the things we were going to need to take a look at this year? In the spring of 20, our teachers went through and said, here's the things that we think they absolutely need to have done again. And they came up with a plan for what to do in the fall and throughout the year to recover those things. What we've noticed in kind of reviewing data and taking a look at things is our kids at the developmental level, kind of that kindergarten through third grade level, probably had the biggest challenges. They've done a nice job of recovering. We just got our iOS tests back the other day. And as we look at those, it appears that we had some learning loss in kind of that early third grade level and up through there. But we also see that it's not as much as we expected. We see kids that are on track. For the most part, we are moving down the road that we hoped to be at this point. And when we get to those grade levels above that, the news has been really good. We've seen solid performance on those students, not much beyond or below what we would normally would have expected for this time of year.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Raceway, Harold Trailer Sales, the City of Pella, Pella Community Schools, Hormel, Culver's of Pella, and Southtown Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Laley, Pella Corporation, Westridge Specialty Care, Smith's Collision Center, Page Turner's Bookstore, Details Plus Collision Center, and Bretto Pizza in Oski.
I continued my conversation with Lowell Ernst, Director of K-12 Instruction at the Pella Community School District. So I guess that means that some of the online teaching actually worked.
We sure believe it did. I think teachers did a great job of adapting their skills and adapting the delivery methods that they came through with. Students did a good job of trying to be engaged. I think that's probably the part that teachers will tell you is those kids that engaged in the online learning when we needed to do it last spring did well, and they kept up. The students who didn't engage in those things are the ones that we still see suffering. And so we're trying to make sure that we keep those kids engaged. And fortunately, we were face-to-face all year last year, so we had a full year to do that. There are studies of the limited chances that this has happened in the past with not necessarily pandemics, but with natural disasters. And what we're told there is it takes about 2 years to get full recovery on that. So we want to continue those processes that we looked at last year for intervening with students who are struggling. And we really feel like we can continue to make progress.
Was there an increase in the dropout rate for our juniors and seniors?
We didn't really see that. What we did notice, we just got the postgraduate reports, there was an increase in students who chose community college over four-year colleges. And that could be kind of a little bit logical. Students maybe wanting to stay a little closer to home while there were uncertainties over what the future was going to bring. But as far as students dropping out and not returning, we didn't really see that. So that was good news as well.
I bet We have a lot of parents saying, no, you're not going that far away during this uncertain time, too.
Yes, I would assume that's true as well. I hadn't really had much time to interview with parents on that, but it does make sense that you'd be a little bit less free to roam the world when you're not sure what the world's going to bring back to you.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by To Be Constructed, Marion County Auto Body, Central College, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Dowie Pest Control, and Quality Plumbing and Heating. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Countryside Wedding and Events, Norris Asphalt, Van Wall Equipment, Shomo Madsen Umble Insurance of Monroe and Prairie City, Pella Farmers Market, Weinman Insurance, and McCoy True Value.
I continued my conversation with Lowell Ernst, director of K-12 instruction at the Pella Community School District. For those younger kids, what was the biggest loss? Was it in terms of, vocabulary, language skills, math? What was it?
No, especially when you're first learning to read, there's just some developmental things where you need to be able to see how vowels are formed, to see how blends happen, and kids watch their teachers' mouths to do some of that. And online, obviously, that's difficult to do. And then even in person, through masks, we believe that does have an impact on it as well. We had teachers who tried the clear masks and some of the face shields and things to compensate for some of that. It helped, but it's just not quite the same. And so we feel like being able to be closer to normal this year, we'll be able to continue to make progress on that. But those students in their early stages of learning to read, that's probably the biggest differences we saw in students that had to take some extra efforts to get them up to where they need to be.
And can they get all the way back? I mean, like 3 years from now, are they going to be caught up to where their peers would be if there hadn't been any pandemic?
I guess that remains to be seen. We feel that they can. We feel like, once again, that two-year recovery period is possible. But there are some windows in which things develop in your brain. And sometimes when you miss those windows, it takes different ways to recover those, more repetitions, rather than maybe you're picking it up in 10 times, maybe it's going to take you 17, 20 times to pick something up to do that. The difficult part about that is it's a very packed learning curriculum that you go through. And there are other things that you need to get to next. And so making sure that we're able to get to that next step and not leave behind so that it's a lasting trailing effect that we're not getting up to where we need to be in the next grade is difficult as well.
I've been worried about the babies and seeing faces. It's just like you see a beautiful baby, you want to smile, you do smile, and you smile at the mom and dad and at the baby and you want to say something, but it's like then you realize you've got a mask on and the baby doesn't see you, doesn't smile. It's just, I worry about a few years from now, am I just worrying needlessly, or could that potentially be a developmental concern?
I think you need to make sure that we are looking people in the face, that we are getting those expressions in there. And I think the big thing that I get concerned about too is students recognizing the emotions of someone else, to be able to say that, okay, that person's getting upset, maybe I need to change the way I'm approaching this situation. And being able to have that emotional intelligence, that's a learned process. It's not just something you're born with. And so I think the more time we can spend in person with our children, whether it be parents or grandparents, getting an opportunity to have conversations with them and interacting with them directly, it's really important. So I would really promote that the families continue to do that. We're trying to continue to do that at the school level, but it's a partnership. We got to do that together to make that happen.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Westside Muffler and Repair, Pella Regional Health Center, Winfield Funeral Home, Stan's Drywall, 629-1728, Parker Signs and Graphics, and KB Auto. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, DMAC, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, DeYoung Door Service, Timberline Diversified, Knoxville Police Department, Hopkins Roofing, Cementec, and Triumph Martial Arts.
I continued my conversation with Lowell Ernst, Director of K-12 Instruction at the Pella Community School District. At what age are those expressions so important to see?
It starts right away. I think right away in preschool that's happening. I've seen some studies where they would actually bring babies into classrooms of kindergartners and first graders so that they could add, oh, look, the baby's happy. Oh, look, the baby's getting upset. And then as you grow older, kind of in that second, third grade level, adding additional expressions to it. Oh, it looks like they're excited. This is really interesting them. And so being able to know what does it look like when somebody is having those feelings, when somebody's experiencing that emotion, it starts early. And I don't know that it stops for the longest time. You know, our brains aren't fully developed until we're 25 years old. And so I think we need to continue to have students experiencing that all the way through the grades.
Is there anything that you're planning on doing different this year? I mean, or is it going to be pretty much like a normal school year? Governor Reynolds won't let school districts decide, and the legislature won't let school districts decide about masking. There's certain things that you can do. I mean, you could encourage social distancing, whatever. Are there going to be any changes, or is it going to be like 19, or you know, or like 2018 again, 2019?
We're trying to get back as much as possible to normal. We will still do some things with cleaning procedures that were ramped up over last year to make sure that we have extra opportunities to do that. Some of our mitigation procedures we will scale back on. Like I say, we can't require masks, and so what we will do there is just tell people that that's going to be your own personal decision, and so you're going to have to make your own decisions on those things. We will be trying, if it's a time right now in the beginning of August here where we're not totally certain what it's going to look like 3 weeks from now. And so what we believe happens right now is we want to be as close to normal as we can. We're not sure what it will look like when school starts, but that's where we're at this point.
Well, and for some reason, I don't want to go into vaccinations have become political and it's just a mess. I presume you encourage everybody that can get a vaccination to do so. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, with our staff, we really tried to promote that last spring, that it was a good idea, that's going to be your road to getting back to as normal as possible. We had about 70% of our staff take advantage of that right away, and so I'm not sure what has happened after that as far as individuals making decisions beyond that. And now that vaccinations have become available for our 12 through 18 population, I would really encourage that to happen. I think there's a lot less apprehension the more people that we have that have that. Once again, it's personal choice, so we're not going to require that. But we really feel like it is the best for everybody if we can have as many people vaccinated as possible.
But not requiring it.
Correct. There will be no requirements.
Probably because the legislature won't let you, or it's just problematic in general?
Well, it is problematic in general, but I believe there would not be support if we tried to require it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you plan to do? Just anything new that you've been inspired by, that you've learned from, that you really want to engage in a different way? Maybe there's some good things that came out of the pandemic.
You know, I think there are some ways that we approached different educational software that we learned is actually pretty effective. And so there are some things we want to continue with that. Some different ways we did testing that worked pretty well. And so there are some ways that I think delivery will be affected that we think, yeah, we want to continue that. We also ramped up our attention to social emotional needs of kids. And some of the ways to uncover students who are struggling that maybe don't tell you that they are, I think some of those things we want to continue as well, as being able to survey kids and understand who needs help and who needs to get there. We're beginning the Leader in Me program this year, which is really trying to address those social emotional needs, and that's going to happen across the entire system. So we started that in our middle school last year, found there's some really good things about that, about helping kids to discover their path and have more confidence and less anxiety because of having a path. And so we want to see that continue to grow too. So those will be pieces we hold on to. Those will be pieces that I think we want to continue to see happen.
Those leadership things are important, and there's only so much I think that we can learn from watching leaders, and we're often not watching good leaders. Mm-hmm. But having a curriculum that helps people learn to be good leaders, mm-hmm. that's stood the test of time, that can really put kids ahead in that that kind of contribution to the community.
One of the things this program talks about is moving from being dependent to independent to interdependent. And I think if all we do is teach kids how to be independent, we've left them short. Because in the end, we need to teach them how to contribute to each other's success. And that you becoming confident and successful is great. But when you can use that then to help those around you do the same thing, that makes us all better. And I think that's what we're really after, is to get to that level of interdependence, knowing we rely on each other to move us all forward and float the boat higher for everybody. So we really see that as our goal, is to help students get to that stage. And that takes some growth. You come into life pretty dependent on everybody else, and then we grow. So I think being able to grow in that social-emotional state will be really important.
Thanks to Lowell Ernst for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.